and a guy that I know is excited to get things rolling as the head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers is Sean Arno, and certainly the Elyria High program is one that he is very, very familiar with, having been an assistant coach there under Coach Kirschbaum, if I'm not mistaken. And now Sean returns to Elyria to guide the program starting a week from Friday. Sean, great to have you on, and again, congratulations.
Thanks, Ben.
Kind of like riding a bike, right back at that Ely Stadium, although this will be the last year for Ely Stadium, but
yes,
kind of, you know, things are still the same.
Yeah, it was wonderful to walk through that building. I have great memories in that old facility. But it's a good old. It's got that feel to it.
The history.
It leaks water now in some of the places that shouldn't leak water. It's one of those places that somebody visited the other day and they're like, this is high school football. It's true. There's names on the wall that you look at the wall of fame and people that played inside that locker room, very few people ever get to see. And it's great memories for me.
You think about like Ely Stadium and George Daniel Field. I mean, going back to like Vic Janowitz and just those old Buckeye Conference teams and the NFL guys that not only for Elyria but the former Elyria West and for Lorraine, you know, Admiral King and Southview and the old Lorraine High or the previous Lorraine High. I mean, those guys ran around those fields. I mean, that's hallowed ground per se.
Absolutely, and that's the way I feel when I go in the place. When I first got the keys and walked back through, that was a great memory for me. Really, really good time coaching there with Coach Kirschbaum.
But now we look forward, or at least to the present, 2017, this Elyria High football program. What'd you inherit? Who are some guys that you're kind of bringing back per se? You don't, but they're coming back to get you started as your tenure as the head coach of Elyria.
First starts with the staff. You know, there's a lot of guys here on the staff that I either coached. Several guys on my staff that I coached and have a good relationship with. And then there's several guys I've been friends with for over 20 years. And we have a nice staff, experienced staff. They do a really good job at getting the kids prepared. So that's the first thing. Player-wise, we have a lot of players that will still be on the radar from last year. We have some returning starters. You know, Beckett comes back at the quarterback position, along with Williams, who played receiver, and Palos and John Anthony on our line. And there's several guys that are coming back like that. So we're not completely empty when we go into our senior class. We have a good senior class.
What'll be the strength of this team, Sean?
Speed. I think our team's speed. I think we'll be able to get to the edges on people. And I know we play in a tough conference, but that'll be, I think we can stretch people sideways and we'll stretch them vertically.
Sean, how far ahead does it put you to have a quarterback like Beckett back in the backfield? That can be a difference maker in a first-year head coach.
Can be. We have a good situation there. We have a couple kids that we can rotate around in different positions, and we plan to do that. So he's a good athlete and working on reads and concepts. One thing we didn't change much is the offense. The offense is virtually the same type of offense that was run there before. So we're just fine-tuning some things and playing to our strengths. But, you know, absolutely. That's for sure. You know, when you have somebody you think you can depend on there that has seen varsity action, that's important.
Sean, you talk about the tradition and some of the great players that have come through Elyria High. Do you try and tie that in with the kids, or is it too far separated? And if so, what are you doing to say, you know, this is the legacy that you guys need to carry forward with? How do you go about that?
Well, I think, again, one of the things that's important about that is we ran youth camp, we ran junior high camp. You know, we started attaching ourselves, the older guys, to the younger guys. Attaching ourselves to the older guys who played here before, and we're going to work on some alumni stuff. And we've got some people that have gotten behind that already. And we're going to try to, as we go forward, we're going to try to get some of our alumni to be a part of our program. And we've already started that process. And I hope to create some dynamic things there that will attach current players to players that were there before. You know, if you ask the kids, you know, how many would they even know? I don't know that Les Miles was there. They, you know, who is this guy? You know, I don't know that they would know that. Tracy Sprinkle, who's at Ohio State now. A lot of kids know that, you know, and then they, you know, by the time you get to seventh grade, eighth grader kids, and you ask them that, they may not know that. So I'll try to do that. Everywhere I've been, I've done that, that connection to the former players. It's important to know because Elyria has such a rich tradition.
Again, we're talking with Sean Arno, the head coach of Elyria High, as he returns to the Pioneer football program where he was an assistant coach for several years. Sean, aside from wins and losses, just kind of removing that from the equation, what's your biggest goal with this program? What's your biggest goal for Pioneer football?
You know, I want to see our kids. I love the kids when I was here, and I love the kids now, and I love Elyria. And I think, you know, when I look at what are our goals and I put them in front of the parents, put them in front of the kids, you know, I want to raise our GPA, first thing. Every kid needs the first helmet sticker we give this week is a helmet award for 3.0 average. That's the first sticker. Then we give another award for football related. So I want to see our kids go on and go to college. I want to help them get to where they want to go. I want to work with them in their ACT scores. I want to work with them in the classroom. And I believe, you know, as far as everywhere that I've been and what I've done, that's a priority. And that spills to the football field. It does. The discipline in the work, the classroom, it comes out in performances other places, and especially in society. So we have a tall task in everywhere I've been in our county to help our kids go down the right path and stay away from some of the bad things. And it doesn't matter which place, Wellston or anywhere else that you have here, we have a tough chore in front of us. And I think keeping our kids, no matter where you're at, keeping them focused on sports and not playing just football, playing multiple sports, saves kids. And it doesn't matter, Amherst, wherever we're at, you know, we've seen the things out there. That's my number one goal. Keep them focused and help them get to where they want to go.
Talk to us about scheme, Sean.
Yeah.
Coming in from Wellington, you standing pat? Are you putting your own wrinkle on some things? Are we going to see major differences in the way Elyria goes about it? Or talk to us a little bit about that.
You know, athletically and wherever you are, you know, you have to work with what you have athletically. And we have some athletes that we want. Like I said, we want to make sure that we get athletes in space. That would be our goal. If we can get athletes in space and make people defend grass, that's what we're going to do. So we have an offense. We can do that. Defensively, you know, we'll probably be in a 4-3 mostly type scheme where we'll play coverage. And if we have to play a 4-2-5 in a situation where we have a spread team can do great things out of trips and stuff, you know, we'll bring a nickel guy in. But, you know, that's the scheme. We have kids that can run well. We bring some linebackers back in the interior, some nice kids that run well, they're big and strong. And that's, you know, that's what we're going to do offense and defensively. And we have a great kicking game, I believe. Caleb Lewis is a very good kicker. He's kicked there now for a couple of years. He's a senior now. Hope to get him to college somewhere he wants to kick. He's putting the ball close to the end zone every time. So if we can make people go 80 yards every single time, that's huge. So that's our game plan, offensive, defensive.
Sean, who'd you scrimmage and what'd you see?
We went against Midview Tuesday and we went against Avon Saturday. So both good programs, been solid the last few years. Decade now for Avon. We did good things both of those scrimmages. Was not unhappy with either one of those. We have a few things that we need to iron out when it comes to getting kids reps. We got kids reps that need to get reps. Any mistakes were not physical. They were physical. Physical is a problem. You can't do anything about that. Some of our mistakes are just simply a missed block here and a drop the football here, and we do this. That's all correctable. And I believe strongly we'll be able to correct those for week one.
Against Avon Lake, pretty tough customer.
Yeah. That was it.
Welcome to Elyria, Coach.
we have a good schedule. Yeah, it's three non-league teams are all playoff teams from last year, and then the league is it's interesting. It's interesting.
That's a word for it, Sean.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
That might be downplayed a little bit. Interesting.
Yeah. Probably one of the better leagues, I'd say, in the state.
Well, there's no doubt. Well, again, congratulations.
Thanks,
man. As they say, you can't go home again. So you're back at Elyria High.
It's good to be, man.
Good stuff, man. Best of luck over there.
I appreciate it.
Look forward to our weekly talks every Friday for the forecast.
You're going to be doing that, right?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
You, man. That's you?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I know you love that show.
Oh, I love that, man.
We're looking forward to it, then.
All right.
Me too. Sean Ardo, the head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers, joining us here.